Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Glory to God. Amen. It says in Isaiah 43, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. So don't let old mistakes, old shadows, old disappointments, old betrayals, old hurts. I'm saying, that's gone. God is saying, remember ye not the former things. So whatever was junky or pressing, let's leave it. 2018 is past. We remember the testimonies. We thank the Lord for all the miracles and healings. And we have talked about some of them. This deaf little girl got healed last year. I don't even remember. God has done so many things. You should have been here. It was such delightful. And I didn't have time to talk about the many people who came during our New Year's Eve service during the break. And I said, Lord, you are so awesome. I wish more people would communicate either by email or letter, letting us know the wondrous things. But anyway, for that we praise the Lord. But any junk, any hurt, any betrayal, we say, we leave it with the Lord. Behold, I will do a new thing. Say, new thing.
New thing.
Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. So where you think there is no way, God himself is going ahead of you saying, I'm making a way for you. It may look like wilderness. Wildernesses where there are jackals and hyenas and howling creatures. But God says, I am your protection. I'll help make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Say, rivers in the desert. Basically, as we go into 2019, we want to make sure that we are strong in our foundations, that it is good to take care of the basics. The word I felt like prophetically the Lord was giving to each of us and to our children was, I'm going to give you increase. I'm going to increase you more and more, you and your children, supernaturally. It is by his grace. Because of the sacrifice at Calvary, Jesus took, it says, he took the curse. By his stripes we are healed. And he took the poverty curse as a type. In Exodus 12 onwards, as the children of Israel are able to be released from slavery, that was a type, a shadow of the real thing, which was Jesus Christ. John the Baptist saying, behold the Lamb. So we're going into 2019, beholding the Lamb, the first priority. Whatever junk is going around, lift up your eyes and look and see the might and the glory of the King of Glory. Let the King of Glory come in. And that's why I want us to be encouraged to be an encouragement. That's why, there is a method in our madness. Hopefully it's not madness. But as we lay hands on each other, supernatural strength is going. It is the grace of the Lord come from the corporate body to bless you. You need this. So lay the foundation. We want to strengthen the foundation so God can give the increase. If the foundations of a building are strong and deep, you can increase it. You can build higher and higher and stronger. So I want my foundations to be solid. It says in the Message Bible, by the way, by the basics, Colossians 28 onwards, Colossians chapter 1, verse 28, we preach Christ, warning people not to add to the message. We teach in a spirit of profound common sense so that we can bring each person to maturity. To be mature is to be basic. So, to be mature is not cold. I know some secret, deep things. And here, you got to have a secret handshake to come into this thing. No. To be mature is to be basic. Christ. No more, no less. I like this version. That's it. Are you mature? If your basics are there, you are mature. The basic foundations. What is the ultimate? I can say it in one word, the apostle says. Christ. Say Christ. Christ. Hold up your one finger. Christ.
Christ.
Amen. See, you are mature. That's what I'm working so hard at day after day, year after year, doing my best with the energy God so generously gives me. So we want to strengthen the foundations. Number one, Christ. Christ. We won't be floundering if we know Christ. Then the basic, the foundations, we have talked about them in Hebrews 6. We cannot build unless we have the basic foundations. Repentance, faith toward God, etc., etc. And where we say, okay, Jesus is the basic. Jesus. And then we can expand that little focus on it. What do you mean by, I'm meaning His love, His grace, His goodness, His generosity, His abundance, His authority. That's part of the basics. His healing, His deliverance. So we mastered the basics. Work on them. If you want a big building, you have to have a big foundation. Big faith, big foundation. Foundation, foundational truths. It's great. How many of you, this is some years ago, but how many of you heard of or saw this coach named Vince Lombardi? He passed away some years ago, but he was considered one of the greatest coaches. And it's fun to some of the, I've talked with some football players who had the privilege of being coached by some of the greatest coaches. But Vince Lombardi was classic man. And he would have recruited some of the best football players. And on the first day of training, he'd get them all together and he'd take the football, hold it up, get everybody's attention, he would say, "This is a football." What was the emphasis? He was at fundamentals. These are the foundational. We can go and win if we are strong in the foundations. So let your foundations be strong. And together we can, and help each other, we have strong foundations. And last week even I read about this, I wasn't watching. I haven't had much chance to watch too much football this last few months, but we have been busy. But I read about this incident where this player, he really romped on the quarterback. And immediately he was ousted. Pretty much. But the thing I said, you know, he was, his fundamentals needed help. You don't try to beat up on the quarterback. If he's going to be the leader of your team anyway. But when we are rooted, deep roots, if your roots are good, If you're rooted, you're fruited. Say, if I'm rooted, I'll be fruited. And let your fruit be good. If the roots are diseased, or if the roots haven't been allowed to go deep, then you won't be fruited. That's often a lot of the weak Christian who can't find roots. And I feel bad for them because they don't have a sense of identity, a sense of family. They're just floating around. And we put our roots down in good soil. And if we have that, just basically, it makes just good sense. Well, it's obvious, yeah. But many people do not work on their roots, being strong. And strong roots will produce good fruit. Deep roots will produce great fruit. It will be delight other people. Healthy roots, let your roots be healthy. Go down deep in the Lord. You will not be shaken. So we cannot want to hurry up the foundations. And as our foundations are strong, then God can build on it and give us the increase. Say increase.
Increase.
May the Lord increase us more and more, we and our children. So I'm praying. And I love this time of the year because it has got so much potential. I really enjoyed this Christmas time. And now we are jumping into the new year. And it's exciting. You know how you wait? First you find you're pregnant. And then a few weeks later you find it's a boy. It's a girl. It's a question mark. Not really. We are in a season of madness and insanity. So God only made male and female. He made them. Either you have XY chromosomes or XX chromosomes. That's it. There are not 34 versions. I want to go somewhere. You know, it makes you go when you people, yes, you can register. Now you can, in certain countries, this some of this weirdness is coming where you can go and apply to change your, I'm no longer a man, I'm a woman. Did you hear about the guy that went into a store? It happened a few days ago, literally. And the poor guy was just serving the customer and said, yes, sir, this is, and this guy flipped and started cursing him out because he was dressed up. He had done a couple of things to make him look like a woman. But he was a man. But he got mad at this man and had a conniption fit because he said, yes, sir. Why did you call me a sir? I should get off this. But insanity just freaks me out. I want to bang my... No. So, but this is, if we strengthen the foundation, God's going to give us increase, but increase in really in every area. An increase for our children. And realize that the source is Christ at Calvary gave us the theological foundations, basically, on the basis of the blessing of God. Now, we are going to take authority in the coming days for every home, every marriage, every all the family, all the kids, wherever they are, where there is, we're going to, I mean, I'm glad that the first, one of the first miracles I read about is a little girl who got delivered and started hearing. That is deliverance. We're going to see major deliverance from addictions this year. And every family that has some burden in this area, we're going to see the mercy of the Lord and increase in our midst. And we're going to see the effectiveness of receiving the word and becoming one with it. It says in 3 John chapter 2, I mean verse 2, 3 John. There must have been a 1 John and a 2 John. I'm John 1. Where's John 2? No, these are epistles of John. And 3 John 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So as we come together, get in the richness of the word, your soul is prospering. But the Lord says God wants to give you health, that wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So this is part of the will of God, 2019. All right? That I may prosper. How many of you want to prosper? And how many of you want to be in good health? All right. Praise God. That's, we are receiving that promise for the year. And so we're going to walk in the Word in 2019. Receive the Word of God. My Word is truth, Jesus said. So that's truth. Okay, it's not a fabrication, not a thing of your imagination. The Word of God tells you. God's wish is you prosper and be in health. So, yes, sir, I will receive that. And I'm receiving it for my wife. I'm receiving it for my child. I'm receiving it for my neighbor. And we're going to get into maximum mode. Always, one of these days, on a good race car, I want to sit in a Lamborghini and go full. I want to go maximum. And we want maximum increase. I don't want just moderate. 2019 is a year of maximum. I'm going to change my middle name to Maximum. I'm glad I got agreement. And lay hold. Every promise, we're going to lay hold of it and partake of it. We can either lay hold of these are the positive promises in the Word of God, or, and God says, set aside, don't remember bitterness and jealousy and anger and depression. You know, focus on Jesus, and these things will go away. And we're going to be faithful in 2019. Proverbs 28, verse 20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. I want to be a faithful man. And whatever is assigned to us, that's the thing. Even if you don't think you are able to do, be faithful. And I'm so proud of so many people who have served and they are faithful. They may not totally be trained for it. I was one of the funny incidents of my life. You may not know it about it, but Brother Derek Prince, he was our mentor and apostle, and I was co-pastor with him and with another brother, Jim Croft. We had a great time together, but our teacher was where we could, we tried to serve. Most of the Brother Derek Prince's programs I edited to serve. His radio programs have gone across the world all these many years. Bonnie and I had a little part. She would help me, and we did most of the editing of the initial programs he had. But then, he was widowed, And he found then a precious lady that he got engaged to. And they were going to get married. So there were dignitaries from all over the world who were going to come to the wedding. About 1,200 of them. And he looked at me in his English way. He was a Cambridge professor. Mahesh, you are in charge of this wedding. You are in charge of the seating. And I said, I've gone to university. I've debated the National Debate Championship. I'm a pretty good writer. Wedding planner was never my ambition. And it was the weirdest thing I ever did. I was the wedding planner. Now this is the time the procession will come. Now this and all these dignity, I had to choose all of the, oh Lord. And they had a huppah, they had a marriage huppah. Do you know what that is? It's like little, what do you call it? A canopy. And it was a portable thing that they would take. And we needed 6 men to do it. Whoever, now who would get that honor? Oh man. So among my expertise, which I never want to do again. What do you call them, wedding planner? Yeah, I was there. But he commended me for that. And that's what, you know, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. I was found faithful. I could have shirked from it and said, listen, what do you mean? Are you smoking some mushrooms, Derek? But I just said, yes, sir. That'll be fine. I'll do it. So faithful. Say faithful.
Faithful.
We're going to learn to be faithful. Whatever God assigns us, watching and praying, now it has become ours. But my thing was more healing and sharing and all. But watching, the Lord handed to Bonnie. And this was his baby. You see, you take care of this, right?
It came initially with a visitation while you were leading a prayer and fasting in the joint houses of the Congress in the U.S.
That's right.
Remember? And yes, and we were at home. I was at home. And our children were small then, and I woke up, and the lights were on in our living room, and I thought one of the children had gotten up and flipped on the light switch, and as I went, I discovered all the switches were on off, and the room was filled with light, just like this. And obviously, I knew that was the presence of the Lord, and I fell on my face, and he spoke, and in that harmony from the national capitol, the representatives and the senators told Mahesh after that meeting, they literally felt the foundations move as they were fasting and praying together there in the Capitol. And we were on a corporate 21-day fast in the church, and we had an extended corporate visitation with simultaneous open visions while we were together in the service, some of the most amazing things, and deliverance, people that had hidden addictions and various things for years just would suddenly cry out in the middle of the meetings and run and fall at the altar and get instantly delivered. It was really, really a beautiful time. And that's where the watch was birthed, actually, for Mahesh and I.
Amen. Thank you. So, I'll read one last verse. It says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, may grace, that's God's favor, and peace, and spiritual prosperity and freedom from the Amplified Bible, freedom from fears and conflicts be multiplied to you in full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For His divine power has bestowed upon us all that all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. By means of these He has bestowed on us His precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them you may escape from moral decay that in this world because of covetousness and become sharers of the divine nature, partakers, that you are a partaker of the divine nature. You have, when you have the Holy Spirit, you have become a partaker of the divine nature. How does the divine nature? You have been filled with the Holy Spirit, and the divine nature of the Lord is with you. And one of the last things I want to mention for this year, for increase, is make sure that tithing and sowing into God's kingdom, tithes and offerings are essential for us in our strategy for increase. The Lord Jesus Himself said in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Anytime you have an opportunity, be generous, and you'll find that the Lord will start increasing your cycle of prosperity. It was years, many years ago, Bonnie and I were young parents and all that. I remember Bonnie got a word, and I don't know who came, but the chicken or the egg came, but anyway. I had the idea of you. But our first, as young married, we realized God wanted us to give $1,000, our first $1,000. Now we have given many other offerings, but it took courage for us to. So, but we wanted to explode into another zone. And as we did so, we saw the return. So I'm just saying, for this year of increase, this is one of the keys of giving tithes and offerings. And it's part of God's system. We want to cooperate with that. And then speak. It is important that we speak abundance with our mouth. And that for you and for your children, continue to speak abundance. And confess that over your children. Confess that over your marriage. Confess that over every aspect of your life. And aggressively, we're going to trust God's promises. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You might want to speak out some of these promises. And Bonnie and Sarah hear me sometimes. Recently, I've gotten into certain singers that are from Africa in churches. It is so much fun to sing with them. And I go back almost like my roots. But verbalize. Open your mouth and speak those promises over your home, over your church, over your children. We are partakers of the divine nature. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord, as we begin this year. What a fun journey. Thank you that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Thank you that your word is increase. We want to cooperate, Lord. At the beginning of the year, to the end of the year, you are the one watching over us. Give us the anointing to slay giants and see mighty deeds. May each of us do exploits in this year of increase. Thank you. We receive your promise. Raise your hand. So this is the year of increase for me and my children. God is my source. Holy Spirit is my guide. The Word of God, His promises are my inspiration. Thank you, Lord. It is your will that I prosper above all things and be in health. Me and my children. Me and my church. Me and my nation. We are prospering. We lay aside any bitterness, any depression, any foul anger. We believe in the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I am confessing. My faith is increasing. In every area, I am increasing. Thank you, Lord. I give you all the praise for this increase, for this prosperity, favor, grace, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.